Hello, everyone. We'd like to share with you something that happened to us, a miracle that we think has really changed our life. That happened
in about 2003 or no?
Five.
Five.
2005. So here's the backstory. In 1999, I started an organization called Face to Face Ministries, a Catholic evangelization ministry. And then 2002?
Yeah, is when I kind of jumped on board and started serving with the ministry as well.
And so our relationship developed on the road doing ministry across Western Canada, doing a lot of youth retreats and some parish missions as well. And on one particular night, 2005, we're in northern Saskatchewan in a small town called Albertville. Look it up if you want. Albertville has a population of probably around 80 people, but we had over 100 young people there that night. And the night ended with Eucharistic adoration. And then the team, which was comprised, I think, of four of us at that night, were given directions to drive back to a farm for the night to sleep. There were billets. And so they gave us directions by landmarks because there's not necessarily always signs and the roads aren't marked. And so it was late at night. It was about, and we left the church about 12:30, driving through the country. There's not a lot up there in northern Saskatchewan, a lot of fields and trees. And we were told to drive down this highway and turn right at a particular grid road. And then we would go down the grid road and then we would see this house. Wintertime in February, it's foggy, driving down this highway. I turned down what I thought was the right road, the grid road, and I'm going through the fog. And I decided to count the fields as we went down this grid road, just in case I turned too soon, because I wasn't exactly sure about how to get to this house. And so I'm counting these fields as we keep on driving. And then I realize, like, we should have seen the house already. We've just driven too far. It's foggy. I don't think I missed it in the fog, but maybe I just turned too soon off the highway. So now it's getting late. It's about 1 a.m. in the morning, and we're all tired because we have to continue this youth retreat the next day. So I turn the van around on the grid road, and now I'm going back towards the highway. And I'm impatient, and I'm speeding. But I'm thinking, that's okay, there's going to be a, before the T intersection, I know how many fields we have passed. And so I remember thinking about how many fields we pass, and I'm just counting backwards. And when we get close to that T intersection, then I'm going to slow down. And so I'm going too fast for road conditions. It's foggy. I can't really see too far ahead of me. But I'm counting the fields. I'm going to slow down at that T intersection. Well, all of a sudden, through the fog, the stop sign emerged, and I had miscounted the number of fields. And so here we are coming onto this T intersection, and across over the T is just a whole bunch of trees. And I thought, we have two options here. Either we try and take a right-hand turn, we're going to slide on this ice, we're going to roll across the highway into the ditch on the other side, or we're just going to ramp across into the trees and hit them across the T intersection from us. And I remember in that split second thinking, turn. So I took the wheel. And we're going fast on icy road conditions, on a grid road going onto a secondary highway. And I just cranked the wheel. And what happened was unexplainable. When I turned the wheel, it was like the van just did a 90-degree turn without shifting, without sliding. It was just, we were going this way, and now we're going this way. Mm-hmm. There was four of us in the vehicle. Janelle, you were one of them. You were right behind me.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I remember just staring down the highway thinking, how did that happen? And then you said something.
I said, we were just preserved. Like, I knew that should not have happened. There's no way.
Yeah. It was just this quick bang, bang. And so it's not the end of the story. We continue down the highway, find the farm, continue the youth retreat the next day, and then return back to the city here in Saskatoon. Well, at that time, Janelle, you were a university student.
Yeah, I was in university, and I was also doing some babysitting for my sister. And so that Sunday evening after the retreat, I stopped in at her place just to talk to her about Monday morning schedule because I was going to be showing up quite early at her place. And she opened the door and she said, "Janelle, I had a dream about you and Ken and the team Saturday night that you were in a car accident and that Ken died. And it woke me up." And she said it was at about 12:30 at night. And so she started praying for us. And I looked at her and I said, "We were almost in a car accident and we almost died."
And so, 12:30.
Yeah. And so I just feel like that was so providential. For some reason, God stirred her in her sleep and she responded with generosity and prayed for us.
And that event, like, it happened so quick, you know, you're driving and all of a sudden you're just like, bang, bang. But it was interesting because you did say, I remember you said, we were just preserved. Mm-hmm. In that moment, we felt like something had happened. Mm-hmm. And then your sister praying for us.
Right.
It seems at about the same time that we would have been at that intersection.
Right. And one detail that I forgot to mention was that I was not wearing a seatbelt. I was sitting directly behind Ken. We were driving at highway speeds. I don't know why I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
On a grid road.
On a grid road. And we weren't the only ones in the vehicle either. So it was Ken. I was behind him. And then there was his brother.
And then my first cousin, who is now a part of the Dominican Sisters, Mary Mother of the Eucharist in our Ann Arbor, Michigan. So before she joined the religious order, she served with us on team. Mm-hmm. So the four of us all had this sense like something happened.
Mm-hmm. But that's what God does. He takes care of us.
Yeah. It's funny how different life could have been, but we don't think about that very often. Like, we haven't talked about this for
a number of years.
Maybe the lesson for us in this is, you know, if you ever get inspired with a thought of somebody, just don't chalk it up to, oh, that's random. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit prompting you to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be much. And I don't think it was a big, long prayer that she said. I don't know. I've never asked her. But even if it's just this quick Hail Mary to Our Lady to intercede for that person who's come to our mind. Mm-hmm. If it happens to be coincidence, well, then that person just got blessed. Mm-hmm. We don't lose when we do something like this. And if it happens to be the Holy Spirit or a guardian angel prompting us to pray for someone that we haven't thought about in such a long time, it's so easy to do. Mm-hmm. And it could change eternity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know. Like, often I'll have people who have passed away pop into my mind. Like, people that I haven't thought about in years. I was just thinking about my old principal. I hadn't thought of him in probably 15 years, and he had passed away quite a number of years ago. So I decided I'll just say some prayers for him. Who knows? Who knows?
So the miraculous, we believe, is possible, and that God sometimes wants to use us to bring about great miracles in people's lives by simply praying. Mm-hmm. So friends, share with us below in the comments. Maybe you've experienced something similar to that. We'd love to hear your stories. Comment below. We also want to invite you to join us to journey with us through Advent every Monday through Friday. We're going to be releasing Advent meditations videos just like these. Many of you have already joined us. If you want to get these by email, click the link in the description or the card right up here. It'll take you to a landing page and you can sign up that way. We'd love for you to journey with us through Advent. So please consider that. Any last words?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, friends, thanks for watching. God bless.